Good afternoon. I'll be very brief because Mrs. Skaag is going to come to the stakeout, so she will be able to answer to all the technical questions, and there are a lot of technical questions about the implementation of Resolution 2118. So as President of the Security Council, I wanted simply to say that this, first, I think all the members of the Security Council have expressed all their appreciation to the members of the mission, the joint mission that Mrs. Skaag is leading. They are doing not only a great job, but they are doing it in a very dangerous circumstances. They are risking their life, and I think we have all saluted their dedication to our joint effort. The second point here is the assessment that the first phase of the implementation of Resolution 2118 has been proceeding well, and that now the difficulties we are facing difficulties ahead, two types of difficulties. But again, you have the opportunity to ask the relevant questions to Mrs. Skaag. The first one will be the transportation of the chemical agents to the port of Latakia, and of course, everything will depend on the security on the roads, and which is still doubtful considering the civil war. And the second part being the transportation out of the country and the destruction and the disposal of the chemical agents. So we are, I think now, we are looking forward to these two new phases in the months ahead. So I think that it's a summary of what was the feeling of the Security Council. Yes. And again, the technical questions, I think, will be answered in details, I guess, by Mrs. Skaag. Yes.
Is the Security Council or the members of the Security Council going to provide the Syrian government with the equipment they ask for and armored vehicles?
That's, again, it's not to the Security Council to provide this equipment. It will be to individual countries. So, again, that will be to Mrs. Skaag in her contact, you know, really to see what is possible, what is not possible. She will answer to your question. Yes, Colonel. Yes, after that, you're...
Yeah. May not be able to carry out this operation.
Though, you know, you have to ask to Sigrid Kag. She will explain you that, for instance, when she had to go from Damascus to Latakia to simply inspect the capabilities of the port, she has to go to Beirut, and from Beirut she has to be helicoptered to Latakia. So, which says that for the moment, the main roads which are necessary for transportation, for the moment, these roads are not secure.
Ambassador, the first stages of this have gone very, very well and according to plan. I know you don't want to get into the technical detail, and we'll ask her about that, but do you believe these next phases really are the crunch point?
Well, they are, you know, the next crunch points, you know, really. The first ones were whether it was possible to have access and to destroy and to prepare the transportation of the chemical agents. It has been possible. So now the next questions, you know, are obviously if you can't transport the chemical agents from the sites to the port of Latakia, you know everything is blocked. You know, last question.
One of your colleagues said that a UN staff member had been killed yesterday.
Yeah.
And this was. Can you say, was this a member of the joint of the mission or of another UN staff? And also, did France, has France made a contribution to the OPCW trust fund or to the UN trust fund?
I think first, the first question you have to ask exactly what was the status of the agent, of the personnel that you were referring to. And again, as I have said, as President of Security Council, I have really expressed our support, political and moral support, to what the mission is doing, and of course express our strong condemnation of any attempt. Mrs. Skaag has described in a very personal and moving ways all the risk that the personnel, the local personnel, is running, you know, by simply traveling through the city of Damascus, crossing the lines, to do their job, and I think we have. As for France, I think we have provided technical assistance to the mission. Une dernière question.
Satisfait de la coopération de Damas, est-ce que c'est ce que vous attendiez jusqu'ici?
Je pense que vous le demanderez à Madame Kag. Merci beaucoup.